It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covering the sports betting landscape from coast to coast, this is Betting Across America on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Betting Across America is back here at Circa. Of course, brought to you by BetMGM. He's Amal Shah. I'm Jeff Parles. Happy to be with you. The delay in Wimbledon while we were talking to Mike Piranio because they're closing the roof because, an 8-hour time difference from where we are to London, correct?
Correct, yes.
So just after 9 o'clock, Kyrgios and Tsitsipas, really just an epic match so far, on its way to a fourth set tiebreak, assuming if Kyrgios holds serve, and Kyrgios has been a monster on his serve today.
Has not been broken once. This will be
his... Is that good, Amal?
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. This is one you probably expect to go to a tiebreaker. Tsitsipas did have a chance a couple of games ago, Jeff. He had 3 break points at love 40, but couldn't convert any of them. And Nick comes through there, so I expect this one to go to a breaker.
Rafa Nadal advances. A pretty nice ho-hum straight set victory for him.
Yeah, it takes out the Karate Kids, Lorenzo Sonego. And he only lost 7 games out of 25. I mean, it was just absolute domination. I think it was 6-1, 6-2, 6-4.
Yeah, 1-2-4, exactly. Yeah. Right on the money there, Amal. And Rafa, who the Rafa Slam still alive heading into round number 4 here.
I hear what you're saying, but I will contend with this. Novak has won 21 straight matches here, not including the 2 he's won so far, so he's at 23. Novak has left a couple of Grand Slams on the table, disqualified at the at the U.S. Open, couldn't participate at the Australian Open, and so I think some opportunities there for Novak that have slipped through his hands, and he's going to be ready, I think, here at the All England Club.
Well, there's a reason that Novak is such a big favorite in futures markets. -180 was the biggest price that I saw going today. Even though he's taking on tomorrow, though, Amal. He's taking on the Dutch sensation of Tim van Rijthoven, who had barely shown up and then all of a sudden wins in the Netherlands 2 weeks ago.
Oh, he's been tremendous on the grass court, taking out Medvedev. He has been tremendous in terms of what he's been able to do so far. But, this is where the challenge comes in. You're going up against a guy who can return serve like Novak.
Yeah, van Rijthoven, by the way, tomorrow, as high as 13-1 to win against Novak. So just so you know, Amal, not given much of a shot by the odds makers anyway. So We'll keep you up to date there. In golf, real quick, JT Poston, who led going into today at the John Deere, still in the lead. He's 18 under for the tournament. He's 3 under on the round. Bo Hogue, look at that. Bo Hogue shot 63. He's currently in second, tied with Danny McCarthy, who started today in second, and Callum Terran, who is having a nice little run of things because he had that random spurt at the U.S. Open as well.
Yeah, absolutely right. You mentioned Poston. I got to be honest, I didn't even know who he was, but a friend of mine sent me a text this morning and said, I need Poston to have a big day because he's got him at 80-1
yeah.
to win this. And he goes, then I can hedge off tomorrow.
Well, Poston, so the weird thing with this golf tournament this week was they were on Monday, there were 5 withdrawals.
Yeah.
And there were multiple people who were going to be one of the shorter shots, including Davis Riley, who pulled out. So Poston's odds basically got sliced in half.
Wow.
After those withdrawals. So if you got in early on Monday before the withdrawals happened, you're looking at an 80, 75-1 on the postman right now, and you're sitting pretty.
I don't even know who this guy is. No, I really don't. I'm not a big golf guy. It's funny, you know, Dave Ross and I do the show on Saturdays, and we're completely opposite in terms of sports interest. I'm a big,
right.
Him and I are very similar in boxing, huge interest there, but he's an MMA guy, golf guy, him and Wes Reynolds. I mean, I think they get money from the PGA Tour to talk about it here on VSiN. But, you know, me, I'm a tennis guy.
Yes, definitely. And again, we're in a deuce right now with Kyrgios and Tsitsipas in that what would be the final game of the set if Tsitsipas can find a way to break Kyrgios for the first time all day. Not going to break him with that shot, though. That one ended up in a crowd. There are a lot of games starting at 4 o'clock Eastern on the baseball slate. Let's start in Philadelphia. We'll start there and work our way through. The Phillies playing pretty well, even without Bryce Harper, who broke his thumb last week. They'll take on the Cardinals. Kyle Gibson goes for Philly. The young left-hander, Liberatore, going to go for St. Louis tonight. Philly's a slight favorite here. $1.25, you got to lay.
Yeah, I tell you what, I think this is an opportunity for St. Louis to get back on track here. Philadelphia had a nice win yesterday, despite the fact that Nolan Arenado hits for the cycle and does the hard things early, hits a triple, then a homer, gets the double, and then finally ends it with a single. Second time in his career he's done that. But, you know, to me, this St. Louis team, I like them a lot in the Central Division, Jeff. I know a lot of people like Milwaukee, but I think the ineptitude of Milwaukee's offense last night notwithstanding, I think this team really has a chance. Cardinals currently 2 games back.
The poor guy on the Pirates threw like 55 pitches in the 8th inning, just letting them out there to dry. Speaking of the Brewers, the Pirates and the Brewers play again today. Ashby and Wilson today. Bryce Wilson's been a disaster for Pittsburgh this year. And you see it in the number. Brewers, -225 favorites at BetMGM on the road in Pittsburgh, +180 on the take back on the Pirates. Total of 9 them all.
Yeah, Ashby's been decent for the Milwaukee side today here in this one. Wilson's had his issues. I'm not a big Bryce Wilson fan here. Comes in with an ERA of 8.29, even more impressive whip of 1.84. Almost giving up 2 base runners per inning. Absolutely. Hard to do sometimes.
No, the Pirates have had a few guys like that over the last few years, but Wilson having one of the worst seasons you will ever see. Again, -225 on the Brew Crew at PNC Park. Division rivals who are currently in 4th and 5th place in the NFC, NL East, I should say, not the NFC East. We don't have the Washington Commanders just yet. The Nationals hosting the Marlins, Castano and Tetherault, the pitching matchup there. Marlins -115. The Marlins were underdogs yesterday against the Nats. Now today, a slight favorite on the road. I know they've found plenty of ways to lose games they shouldn't be losing this year, Amal. But only at -115 on the Marlins, that seems a little cheap.
Yeah, the Nationals, this is a team just, you know, it seems like they had a fire sale. I never understood that re-signing of Strasburg for 7 and 175 when this
He's
guy's on the
pitched a lot since it, Amal.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jeff, when they signed that contract, I said, hey, how many times is he going to go back on the DL that season? It's amazing that Rizzo got bamboozled by Boris. But to me, Washington's really a disgrace. You're in a major market. You've won a World Series in terms of recently. And for them to not be competitive, it's just unfortunate. You expect that out of teams like Kansas City and some of the other smaller markets that just don't have the pockets to be able to spend the way the Nationals can.
Yeah, and then Nats, again, last place pretty clearly. If it wasn't for Cincinnati's horrendous start, you'd be looking at them being the worst team in the National League. But because of the Reds' ridiculously horrible start, other records still worse. Speaking of said Reds, They'll send Mally to the mound, who's actually been okay in spots so far this year. Strider goes for the Braves in his spectacular mustache on the hill for Atlanta. Again, Amal, the Braves are just scorching red hot, destroying anything in their path. Only 3.5 behind the Mets now. Minus 175 at BetMGM on Atlanta. Just about underway. Still got about 2 minutes to bet this, Amal.
Yeah, I like Spencer Strider. He's been tremendous so far outside of one hiccup against San Francisco where he goes 3 2/3, gives up 6 earned runs. Last start against the Dodgers, great performance. 7 Ks across 6 innings, 5 hits allowed. I think he could be very effective in this game against Cincinnati.
The other game's not quite underway. I'll just throw these bad teams together here. Kansas City at Detroit. Bubich and Brisky, the pitching matchup there. Tigers minus 125 favorites at home. The A's and the Mariners. Kirby and Blackburn. Blackburn, actually, all things considered, hasn't been horrible for Oakland this year. Plus 155 on the A's if you want to take a shot there.
Yeah, this Oakland team has been horrific. 26 wins on the season, and they got off to a pretty decent start. Think about how bad they've been for the last two months of the season. You mentioned that Tigers-Kansas City matchup, Jeff. You know, to me, I wouldn't touch this game, but the Tigers, on what planet were people suggesting the Tigers were going to be competitive in the AL Central?
Well, I'll say this. Their offense, if their offense was at least just bad, not hilariously bad, they would be a little bit better, obviously. But I thought 2023 was the year that say, okay, you take the leap then. I didn't play him. I know Roxy Roxborough liked their under, and so far Roxy's been right.
Yeah, I know. Listen, when it comes to baseball, I respect Roxy as well as anybody. He knows his baseball, and he's absolutely right on the win. 29-46, not to mention they still have, I think, 14 or 15 games against the Guardians, and those guys have complete ownership of the Tigers. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out the rest of the way. But outside of Skubal going every fifth day, this Tigers team really struggles. Just no offense.
No, they can't hit.
Nope.
They flat out can't hit. And then the last game in this 4 o'clock Eastern window, still got about 30 seconds if you want to bet it. The Mets hosting the Rangers. Trevor Williams goes for the Mets. How about Martin Perez out of nowhere has been unbelievable for Texas so far this year. And because of that, the Mets are a small favorite at home. They actually have taken some money late, up to minus 135. There was low as minus 115 earlier.
I got to tell you, Mike and I talk about him every day, every time he starts. I've been on Martin Perez for about 7 of the last 8 starts. I think this guy has been so unheralded. He has been tremendous. Who'd you say is on the bump for the Metropolitan?
Trevor Williams
is in this one. I tell you, I'm not going to touch this match, but it's going to be an interesting one here. I think Perez, with a great opportunity, the way he pitches every fifth day for the Rangers.
Yeah, it just, for a guy who is in the past just, every once in a while, he'd have a good year. Most of the years are over 4 ERAs. Guy's been virtually unhittable this year. It's really just incredible.
And one thing to remember, he goes to free agency at the end of the season.
Someone will overpay him, and he'll have a 4-5 ERA next year.
Exactly.
That's it. That's essentially what will end up happening with Martin Perez. Again, the Mets lead in the NL East down to 3.5, mostly in part because of just, again, the Braves have won 23 out of their last 29 games.
You're correct on that, and they blew that game against the Dodgers last Sunday night. But I would also argue the Mets have played pretty decent, but they faced the Astros, and Verlander was outstanding.
The Astros swept 4 with them.
And they should have actually taken 5 games out of the Yankees. You know, they blew 2 leads, winning 3 out of 5, including that return trip to Houston on Thursday. But to me, I got to tell you, I think the Mets are still going to win this division.
You and I agree. I think the Mets and the Braves, at this moment, they're, at worst, the second and third best teams in the National League. We have more to come. Betting Across America rolling along.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me, once again, is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. Betting Across America rolling along here at Circa. He's Amal Shah. I'm Jeff Parles. Happy to be with you. They are into, can we call it extra time of the tiebreak now, Amal?
Yeah, absolutely.
Seven up between Kyrgios and Tsitsipas. Again, Kyrgios wins the set. It's over.
Correct.
Tsitsipas wins. We'll go to a fifth set there in London in what has just been a tremendous, tremendous match so far today, and that is a pretty good shot by Kyrgios.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
To set it up. Easy winner there. Tsitsipas is going to be serving a stay in the match now.
Yeah, an unbelievable forehand shot to the right corner by Kyrgios. Tsitsipas returns it, and then Nick just hits it in the open court. Takes the point, has a second match point there. That was an unbelievable shot, Jeff. Crowd rising up on that one.
Again, the news out of Wimbledon today, the big one on the women's side, Iga Swiatek. Yeah. She is out. The, what was it, 38 straight match streak done. So there will, the pre-tournament favorite is out. Now I'm on Ons Jabeur. Who did you say you were on again?
I have Simona Halep at 15-1. Yeah. I like both of these players. To me, Jabeur is the best drop shot player in the world, and it's over.
Wow. Look at Kyrgios. Gets it done.
These guys don't particularly like each other. That's why I'm looking forward to the handshake. It's like, why do you go away from it? Why do you... This is the problem. They don't show the handshake. They go away to show his family. You couldn't show that afterwards?
Yeah, well, Kyrgios, we're going to hear about it from Kyrgios for at least the next 6 hours, though.
That's fine. I don't have a problem. I'm not a Tsitsipas guy. I didn't have a bet on this match, but I was just happy to see it. They do this every time. Like in college basketball, when the game's over, they'll pan to the crowd. I want to see the handshake line, especially when there's a little bit of, acrimony there between the two teams.
So Nick Kyrgios knocks out Tsitsipas. Again, so betting markets had Kyrgios as the favorite, actually, in this match. So even though, again, unranked Kyrgios, number four, Tsitsipas, not an upset by the betting markets. And now this produces a very interesting situation here where you would expect Kyrgios to get through this quarter now after knocking off Tsitsipas today.
Yeah, I would think so. He's got a great shot. Look, he, you know, when you look at what he can do from a serve standpoint, remember, Jeff, he didn't get broken once in this match in four sets. I mean, that's like John Isner type of stuff going back a few years. And very impressive job by Kyrgios. Here they go. They show their quick replay on the handshake. That's what I'm saying. How do you go away from that? You knew it was going to be cold as possible.
That was Belichick and Mangini had more of a handshake than that.
Like that analogy a lot. That was good. You're absolutely right. I mean, Tsitsipas is already looking off to the other side and be barely shaking hands because he doesn't want to come across as a guy who didn't shake hands after losing the match. Oh, that was unbelievable.
No, they, again, like you said, these guys don't like each other. But again, Nick Kyrgios, eccentric player, to put it politely, at the very least there, Amal, and he is through. And now, like I said, that quarter, he is in the quarter. Where is he here? All the way at the bottom, correct? No, next to the next to bottom. He'll get Brandon Nakashima, the American, who has had a nice little run through here in the fourth round next up. And, of course, this all paths lead towards a potential Kyrgios-Nadal showdown in a few rounds.
That'd be wonderful. You know, you mentioned Kyrgios against Nakashima. Brandon Nakashima is a good young player. Doesn't have necessarily the talent to beat Nick if Nick decides to be serious, but Brandon will compete on every point. So Nick better bring his A game.
No, definitely. Again, this has been a lot of fun so far across the pond, Amal. And again, this match was spectacular today. Kyrgios gets it done in four sets over Tsitsipas. Like we said, though, this is still Novak's tournament to lose.
Yeah.
As high as minus 180 in the betting markets and futures.
Yeah, if you were fortunate enough to be, you had a choice, Nadal or Sonego, and you got to get separate seats. You can get a ticket into Wimbledon Park, and then you got to get a separate seat for center court and court one. And I'll tell you what, though, if you went to court one to see Nick and Tsitsipas, you got a great match there.
Yeah, you did a little bit better than Rafa getting through against Sonego there. Let's go to the NFL here, Amal, as we're, again, we're in July. Somehow it's July 2nd already, and the big news this week, and we'll parlay this into NFC East talk, Terry McLaurin's contract dispute is over, and the Washington Commanders give McLaurin the extension he wanted, 3 years, $70 million, $23 million per year on that extension. And Amal, I love McLaurin. He's an amazing talent. You know it very well from his Ohio State years. But Carson Wentz is the dude who's throwing him the ball this year.
You know, I think this is a good deal for both sides.
Yes.
Because you didn't sign him for too long if you're Washington. If you're McLaurin, you don't like what transpires in the next 3 years at quarterback, you walk away from Washington, but you got life-changing money, so you're all set there. I think this is a win-win. I'm actually surprised more players or more teams don't look to do these types of deals because I think at times it could be beneficial for everybody. You know, McLaurin could potentially have a breakout, but tremendous three more seasons, and then he signs an even bigger deal. He's still a top five paid wide receiver in the National Football League, so no complaints there as your Metropolitans go yard.
Yeah, Marte just hit a very long homer against Perez.
I'll tell you, for me, I like this deal, but the problem again in Washington is you got Curtis Samuel there, but no quarterback play. It's inconsistent. By the way, I got to tell you one thing. Every time I see all these all these former Buckeyes signing these big time deals, I'm like, Urban, how did you not win more than one national title? This guy, you talk about talent evaluation, Denzel Ward, Marshawn Lattimore, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa, Chase Young, Terry McLaurin, Curtis Samuel. These guys are all on monster contracts in the league.
And they only have one.
Yeah.
And it was with the third string quarterback.
12 gauge. And he's not even in the league.
Yeah. This has nothing to do with betting them all. But because you bring up Cardale Jones, one of the biggest player mistakes ever was Cardale Jones not declaring for that draft after that playoff run because someone would have overdrafted him.
Jeff, you brought up a great point that I think goes overlooked in the draft. Sometimes when certain players are taken, don't think for a second there isn't an influence on the general manager or certain other players. You know, the Aiden Hutchinson draft pick to Detroit. I was on with Michael Lombardi. He said, no, I don't think he's going there. I said, are you kidding me? I said, that's basic business at Harvard Business School. You got a guy from Michigan, 30 minutes up the road. Dad's an emergency room physician in the area. And you're taking a guy who was had number two in the Heisman. You cannot survive in Detroit, Michigan, if you don't pick Aiden Hutchinson. If he is a bust, no problem. But if he goes elsewhere and Thibodeau doesn't turn out to be as good as you think he is, people are never going to let you live that down. Certain picks you make to appease the fan base. Hutchinson, to me, was one of those. I still contend that Thibodeau is going to be the better long-term player.
I think they're both going to be pretty darn good. I think they're both going to be really impact players. And for Washington, just to tie it back to Washington, and then we can actually go to the Giants real quick, because just looking at this division as a whole for Washington, to me, they are fourth. They are fourth. They have some talent. But Carson Wentz is so bad at this point in his career that he's going to pull this team down this year. And even though, again, with the Giants, Daniel Jones we know isn't any good, I would anticipate that Dable is able to put together an offense that you can hide him enough. And also, too, Terod's there now. So if Jones is bad the first month of the year, you have Taylor there. We know he's an average quarterback, and you can win some games with him against the last place schedule like the Giants have.
You know, to your point, I really like Tyrod Taylor. Now, I will say this. He needs to have a decent running game and a pretty good defense, but I think he's a guy that can absolutely make a difference for you in terms of he doesn't turn the ball over. You got to value guys that don't turn the football over. You mentioned Carson Wentz, and remember he goes, that's going to be me next year. I'll tell you right now, Carson Wentz could be lucky to be in the league. I can't believe people are keeping around. The fact that the Colts moved on for him and Frank Reich, that tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
You know, Jeff, I go back to when the Patriots got rid of Richard Seymour and traded him to Oakland. That, to me, signified that if a player is drafted by a team and they don't keep him, you can't sign him. It proved to be the case with St. Louis and Albert Pujols. You know, it was the Angels who ended up getting the damaged goods. Very rarely does a player have tremendous success in one organization for a long time and then go elsewhere when you think, you know, he's going to be able to have that same kind of success. Brady's an aberration. We know he's the GOAT, but I mean, you know, most players don't duplicate what they've done at their original destination.
Well, I mean, Brady and Manning are very different than everyone else, even though, of course, the team that won in Denver was Peyton Manning basically done. Not basically. He was done when they won that Super Bowl in Super Bowl 50.
Well, the team he should have won with lost to Seattle. They got slaughtered. But the next time when they won in spite of him.
Well, I would argue actually the best team they had in Denver was the team that got Jacoby Jones. That would be the one I would say was the best one, of course. And then the Ravens winning that Super Bowl and the one where the lights went out in New Orleans. Just a quick bow on the NFC East here real quick. Are you buying the Eagles hype?
I am not. They can finish second in the division because the Giants and Washington are not particularly good. I still think it's going to be Dallas's division to win. By the way, real quick, I got a tweet that somebody sent me about Andy Roddick. He goes,
please.
How on earth did they miss the handshake? Andy Roddick tweeted what I was saying.
Yeah. Well, but smart minds think alike there. By the way, real quick, one quick baseball thing. Not a good day for Kyle Gibson so far. It is 5-0 at the end of the first inning. Carlson, Yepes, Gorman, Arenado, all homer against Gibson in the first inning.
Wow.
Not what you want if you're Philadelphia. We'll have some more NFL talk. That's on the other side. Betting Across America here on VSiN.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here, and for just $19, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now through the end of July. Sign up today, and you get VSiN's daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, NFL preseason coverage, premium articles on golf, UFC, NASCAR, and for one more day, the USFL championship game tomorrow night, by the way. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bet email, every additional point spread weekly, use of our betting tools, live video stream, whatever you wanted. The cost is just $19 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Visit vsin.com/summer right now.
Do we have a big problem with people trying to pay in lira or yen or what? Pesos? What's going on?
Does the currency lira still exist?
I don't even know. It's like you need about a million just for a dollar. So
I'm not sure that that exists. And no, again, we have a lot of listeners in Canada, Amal. Just got to remember that.
Canadian dollar's not doing too bad.
Apparently, Elliot telling me 320 lira. Is that correct? Yeah, there you go, for $19. It's a heck of an exchange rate.
I would say so.
So, Amal, real quick here, just in the golf, it's all Poston yet again. Poston at 17 under a two-shot lead right now on Stallings, who has gotten it tight, Kelly Bidlin's guy for this week. So, JT Poston, know your leader. They're at TPC Deer Run Quad Cities there, Amal. Yes, Quad Cities this tournament. Have you ever been to the Quad Cities?
I have not been to the Quad Cities. Not into Des Moines or the rest of the area there.
No Quad Cities for me, even though in that region of the country for a long time. Amal, let's go back to the NFL real quick. Let's do some stat leader props for the year. Let's have some fun here and dive in here. Because as we know, Tom Brady, cyborg. Tom Brady, again, another year here in Tampa, getting into year 45 of his life. And he is your betting favorite at BetMGM to lead the league in passing yards, that is. 8-1 on Brady, 8-1 on Herbert, 8-1 on Mahomes, +850 on Stafford, 10-1 on Joe Burrow, 12-1 on Josh Allen, Derek Carr, Dak Prescott, Aaron Rodgers, and Russell Wilson both sit at 16-1, Amal.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, this is not a prop I would generally get involved in. It's not my cup of tea, but you could get some good numbers on some of these players here that you might think might have a shot. I'll tell you the one that intrigues me, though, is Burrow at 10-1, because I think Cincinnati defensively is still going to have some issues. Cincinnati is going to need to score points to be able to win games. So a potential opportunity there when you look at it from a Cincinnati perspective of putting up passing yards.
Burrow at 10-1 is interesting. Derek Carr is also interesting at 12-1. Especially playing in that division where, again, I'm a little higher on the Raiders than others seem to be.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to throw in that division. You're going to probably have to come back in games if you're the Vegas Raiders this year. 12-1 on Carr. I'd like a little more. I'd probably like about 16-1 before realistically pulling the trigger. But Carr is a guy who I think is due for a big year. And I really do think in his second go-around as an NFL head coach, Amal,
yeah,
I think Josh McDaniels is going to take from what went horribly wrong in Denver and be able to learn from that experience and be better at his job as a head coach than he was in Denver.
Well, the first thing that's going to benefit him is Tim Tebow is not available on
that
the board.
That is correct, yes.
I thought that was one of those, like, I'm going to try and prove everybody wrong type of moments, and then if he becomes great, you've established yourself. And instead, he ended up taking on water on that ship, and it sunk pretty quick.
Yeah, it was a... Not what you wanted there, of course. And that was one of those where we knew all along when they take a first-round pick on a guy who can't throw the football.
Well, apparently he didn't know. I mean,
well, or actually even better, using a first-round pick on a baseball player. There you go.
If you call him that.
Yeah, in quotations. Yeah, they're on Tebow. But go ahead, Amal.
No, I was going to say, I think this Raiders team with Adams, with the kid out of Clemson, Renfro, and then Darren Waller. I love Josh Jacobs at the tailback position. This offense can be extremely dynamic. You know, you play in a controlled weather environment. You're going to play a game at SoFi. Kansas City, I don't know.
Multiple games at SoFi this year.
Oh, they play the Rams as well?
Yep.
And I don't know when they play. Kansas City's the last game of the regular season, so you play them early on, so you don't have to worry about weather too much. I mean, when you look at it, this team, the way the schedule shakes out, they do have to go to Pittsburgh in the third last game of the season. Derek Carr, who's traditionally not done well in colder climates, they could do well based on the environment, especially throwing the football.
They did win in Pittsburgh last year. Granted, it was week two
when
they went to Pittsburgh and won that game against the Steelers. But let me look at their other road games. Jacksonville, no problem weather there.
Yep.
Indoors in New Orleans. You get Kansas City early in the year. If anything, it might actually just be too hot in Kansas City in early October. Nashville, not a bad place to play. And again, you're playing indoors in L.A. You're probably okay weather-wise in Week 11 in Denver, even though you could get a freak snowstorm, which we see all the times there. In Seattle, it may just rain.
Yeah, and you got indoor, it's New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in good shape. I think this Raiders team, if you like a long shot to win a division, I think they're probably a realistic shot. Now, look, it's a very competitive division. But I think, Jeff, to me, the Chandler Jones acquisition has gone unheralded. And I think what Devontae Adams brings to the table has a profound impact. Because we've seen the downgrade in the value of Green Bay. So how are you not upgrading the Raiders, to me, from that standpoint?
No, it's a good point. And again, in that division, on paper, that is the greatest division of all time going into the season.
Well, look.
Especially in the four divisions in each conference era.
I know this is a lot of projecting on my part, but you're talking about potentially a Hall of Famer in Khalil Mack. Bosa's a guy who's playing very well. Chandler Jones has been one of the best edge rushers in the NFL.
Most underrated signing by anyone this offseason.
I absolutely agree. Adams is on a path to be a potential Hall of Famer. The three quarterbacks, if Herbert continues on this trajectory, the other two are going to Canton, Mahomes and Russell Wilson.
Yep.
I mean, you talk about talent. It's
incredible.
Everywhere.
And you mentioned the pass rushers. You said, you have two elite pass rushers, assuming Mack is healthy,
right,
in L.A., didn't even mention Max Crosby on the opposite side
exactly.
of Chandler Jones. Those are great pass rushers. Denver, Bradley Chubb ever actually turns out to be what they've been hoping for years. Again, on the other side of Randy Gregory, that's pretty darn good too in Denver.
Yeah, Randy Gregory, to me, I still have a little bit of concern. He had the off-field issues, drug issue in Dallas. It said he was going to sign with Dallas, backed out of the deal last minute and goes to Denver. But this Broncos team with Russell Wilson, who I think, for me, probably since his third year, has been one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. Just never seems to get enough credit. The guy's never even got an MVP vote, which I find absolutely mind-boggling.
Yeah, no, it's wild to think about that for a guy who'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer whenever his time is up for that. The other stat prop we can look at here, most touchdowns, pretty similar pricing, all things considered, to what the yardage was. Brady, Mahomes are your co-favorites at 6-1. Stafford, +650. The only difference is Herbert's a little bit further down the board at +850. Rodgers a little higher on the board at 9-1. Then Burrow at 11-1. Allen at 12-1. Prescott at 14-1. Oh, look, a rogue Kirk Cousins appearance here at 18-1 along with Russell Wilson. I don't like taking anything sub 10-1 in these type of markets. But Herbert at almost 9-1 seems pretty good, Amal.
Well, the first thing I would look at, Jeff, is which team do you think has the weakest running game in short yardage situations? Because that's going to be crucial around the goal line. That's where you're going to be able to add on a lot of touchdown passes. So that'll help immensely. How you feel about the Green Bay running game, how you feel about the Tampa running game, the Chargers running game,
right.
I think that all will be a factor in determining who you would look at potentially in this market.
Well, and the big problem, too, for let's say Josh Allen for a second, because I know there will be people that will bet Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Josh Allen is actually the touchdown vulture for himself.
That's exactly right.
Because of how good of a runner he
yes.
is. So that's one of those where, 12-1 may seem juicy to some. Just be aware, Josh Allen might have 10 rushing touchdowns, and that takes away from what could be a 45. Instead of having 45 passing touchdowns, he may have 35 because of that, Amal.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, Allen's mobility, his size, I mean, he's a guy that can pick up those, second and goal, third and goal from the 4 or 5 yard line. That's Josh Allen all day. If the defense parts, he's taking that right in on his legs.
No, definitely, and I wouldn't want anything to do with Dak. I have no idea what to make of the Cowboys going into this year. They have enough talent to win their 11-12 games like they do, but still Mike McCarthy, you're putting a lot of pressure on the guys behind CeeDee Lamb now with no Cooper there. It's a different ballgame now in Dallas.
I would agree with you from that standpoint, but I think Zeke's got to have a big year. Because if you're Dallas, you need his running game, and also he's got a big contract. If not, you're going to have to either restructure or release him at the end of the 22 season. So this is an important year for him. Dak Prescott's a guy I think is good. I never thought of him as a leader great. The loss of Amari Cooper I think hurts because I think Cooper is a tremendous guy in knowing where he's going to be on the field. Mm-hmm. You always have that kind of safety valve.
He's a good, solid player.
Yeah, absolutely.
And even though he may not be a number one wide receiver, it's a guy that hurts you not having him on your roster. We're going to UFC 276 next. Our guy Dave Ross joins us next here on Betting Across America.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Get in the octagon with BetMGM and you can win $200 for a $10 wager on the main event showdown in Vegas tonight. Just use bonus code VSiN200, and if the champ lands a punch in the fight, you'll receive $200 in free bets back in your account. Simple as that. Simply download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Then use the promo code again, VSIN200, that's VSIN200, and bet $10 on the mega fight everyone's been waiting for. And if the champ lands a punch in a fight, you'll claim your $200 payday. So visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. You must be 21 or older, and it is a new customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit, and those free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. This offer is not available in Nevada, Mississippi, or New York. It is Betting Across America. I'm Jeff Parles. He's Amal Shah. And now with us, you saw him on the Lombardi line this morning. You usually see him in the chair I'm in on this show. But he's kind enough, even though he's not working this show, he is here. It's our guy, Dave Ross. Of course, you can find him on First Strike as well, our UFC show that Dave does a tremendous job on every single week. Dave, let's just hop right in. Let's just go from the top, and we'll work our way down here over the next 9 minutes. Adesanya and Cannonier, the main event. Israel's a big favorite, no shock. Minus 550 at BetMGM. What are we doing here with this fight from a betting perspective?
Okay, first and foremost, happy 4th of July weekend to you guys. I'm sure Amal has already been talking about this card for the last hour or so. I miss doing the Saturday shows with Amal because all we talk about is UFC. I know, he can't get enough of it. And I look at this fight here, gentlemen, and this is one of those scenarios, and I've been on the right side of some of the bigger upsets in UFC history. Juliana Pena at plus $7, she cashed for me against Amanda Nunes. I give the Killer Gorilla. I give him a real puncher's chance here. I am stunned the way the line movement has gone here, fellas, as the week's gone on. You know, earlier in the week, could have gotten him at about, plus 350, plus 360. Now he's over a $4 betting favorite. Coming back a little bit, I see it 375 here, but you can find him in town over $4 to get the underdog in this one. And here's the deal. It's not that Izzy shouldn't be the favorite. Of course, he might be the greatest middleweight of all time. He should be. The problem is it's way overpriced. I think this should be about a $2.50 to $2 betting favorite for Adesanya because there are pathways for Cannonier to get this fight won. And the way that he does that, gentlemen, he's got to get inside. Think Mike Tyson back in the day as a smaller guy. This guy, Cannonier, used to fight at heavyweight. So he's a big guy, but he doesn't have long arms. Israel Adesanya's got the reach on him. If he keeps it at distance, I think it's an easy night for Adesanya. But the real pathway to me in the quote-unquote safer way to play it is take the under 4.5 rounds because I see a pathway for Cannonier to either get a stoppage and shock the world. It won't shock me. And I could see an area where he tires out and Adesanya might be able to get late round stoppage in rounds 3 or 4, maybe even early in round 5. So I like the under heel here, gentlemen. It's still pretty good price, minus 115 I've seen most places here. So I'm going to play the under 4.5 in the main event.
How about the featherweight title bout between Alexander Volkanovski and Max Holloway? Holloway comes in at plus 165 in this one. Are we going with the favorite of the dog here?
I'm going to play Mad Max Holloway here, blessed Holloway, because you look at the first two fights and they were paper thin. They were so, so close, at least in my eyes. And certainly the second fight was a split decision. I thought Max won it. I don't know what will be different, i.e. in the style of fight. I think you're going to get 25 minutes of action in that octagon, which is amazing to think these guys have already given you 50 minutes of pure hell inside the octagon in the first two fights. I think you're going to get another 25 minutes of it. I like Max's chancing. The new scoring right now has been very, very controversial. I think it might get down to a judge's scorecard again. So give me the plus value here at Max Holloway via decision at plus $3, guys. That's too good for arguably the best featherweight in the world, not named Jose Aldo and not named Alexander Volkanovski. By the way, he beat Aldo a couple times. So if he can beat Volkanovski, he can lay claim to that mythical crown that he's the best featherweight ever.
Jeff, obviously, we're talking to our man Dave Ross here, who has been a great American, served in the United States Marine Corps. We appreciate his service. That beautiful American flag behind him. But I've got to ask you a question, my friend. You've got a shirt on, and you've got a Canadian hat. And I see it looks like it's on top of an American map. What is that?
Yeah, that's what it says. If you guys can see this here, I've been working out. It says Canada. America's hat. And gentlemen, that's kind of the way I look at Canada. Like, you know, we don't always need them, but sometimes you get cold, you need a hat. If you remember in A Few Good Men, it's like when Tom Cruise and Kiefer Sutherland, Kiefer's the Marine and Tom is the Navy officer, and he says, "May I call you John?" And Kiefer says, "No, you may not." And Tom says, "Did I do something to offend you?" And he says, "No, we like all you Navy boys. Every time we got to go fight, you always give us a ride." That's kind of like Canada to me. Like, they're our friendly neighbor. We don't need them all the time, but when we need them, they're there for us. And that's the way I look at them. So I thank them on this 4th of July holiday as well.
Son, you ever put your life in another man's hands?
Ever asked him to do the same?
Yes. That's what I love. Dave Ross is Mr. Movie Quote. When we go to commercial break, nobody, and I'm talking Kevin Costner, Sean Connery, Andy Garcia, nobody knows the lines to The Untouchables better than him.
But you know what, Amal, that's a great scene in there because he just goes, "Jack, I don't give a damn what you think you're entitled to." It's absolutely amazing movie making right there.
Amal, you're on a great day of cashing names we never would have expected to hear today. Andy Garcia cashes. Not quite as good as your stock guys from earlier.
Yeah.
But pretty good.
I threw in Ivan Boesky and Michael Milken. I compared them to Alvin and A-Rod.
Made the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are having a good day.
Yeah,
I absolutely right. By the way, I was doing a show with Musburger one time, and I said, I referenced Al Pacino from Heat. I said, you get killed walking your doggy. And Brent goes, I didn't think we'd have an Al Pacino and the designated hitter reference today, but we got it in.
It's pretty damn good.
Dave, let's continue on here with this before we quote every movie in the book here. You have a bet in this fight. Sean Strickland, Alex Pereira, third fight on the main card. This has actually seen a little bit of a favorite flop from earlier in the week.
Yes.
Strickland now is your favorite at minus 125.
Yeah, Jeff, I love Strickland in this spot here. And I don't know if you saw him at the press conference this week. He was an absolute wild man. He was above Israel Adesanya. And Adesanya had to do a couple of about faces to look at and say, like, who is this crazy guy? And basically they called each other out. And you could see it that the hype was there that if Strickland gets this win against Pereira, which will not be easy, by the way, and if Izzy gets that win, which I think will be very difficult against Cannonier, I think that your next title matchup would be Strickland against Israel Adesanya here in the middleweight division. Look, it's just, I loved him. I got him at even money earlier in the week. And right now he's minus $1.20, $1.25. I've seen as high as $1.30. I just think the pressure is going to be too much for him. And if he decides to wrestle, I like Strickland via decision, possibly in this one here, to get a little bit more juice extracted from this fight. I do think he can get a stoppage. He's still really good with his hands, but I don't think he wants to really trade with Pereira too often in this three-round fight. But I think the wrestling will be a key for Strickland, and that's why he could be a problem for Adesanya if that matchup ever happens. So I'm going to take Strickland to win, and I also hit the over in this fight, 2.5 rounds.
You know, you mentioned some really good ones here so far. Let me ask you a question. Is there anything that really stands out to you just from a straight bet standpoint? I know you've got a phenomenal parlay. I want you to break down. This is the sickest parlay I've heard in a while. You've got a $5 parlay that pays, I believe, 400 to 1.
That's right. And it's all method of victory, Amal. But these are all fights. And look, I know some people say, well, it's like a lottery ticket. No, this is actually the way that I've handicapped these five fights to go. So if they go the way that I think that they will, I think this actually has a really good shot to actually hit. And for $5, I had to take a flyer on it. I mentioned Macy Barber. It's the fight I like the most. And if Jessica I is watching, she shouldn't be. She's getting ready for a fight. I love Jess. Consider her a friend. But I don't like her today against Macy Barber. She is the future. But Jess is so tough that I think this fight goes to a decision. I got it earlier in the week at minus $1.05 instead of laying the 265 with Macy Barber. So I'm going to take Macy via decision. And you get that right now about minus $1.09, minus $1.05 in most of the markets that I've seen out there. I already told you about Max Holloway, how I like him via decision in the co-main event this evening. That's plus $3. I think that can cash. I just talked about Sean Strickland. I like his prop there, and I think that he's going to go the decision and win it that way as well. And then I like the ruthless one, Robbie Lawler. And Jeff said something to me off camera before this segment. He's like, I can't believe this fight hasn't been canceled yet. Knock on wood, Jeff. We still have time for that fight to get canceled, but it hasn't yet. I always think there's one great fighter that's got one more great fight in him, and I do think that it's the ruthless one in this one. And I really think that he's got a good shot to win this thing. And it'd be a really sneaky plus money if you can get that one to cash. So I just need one more to go. And if I get that to hit, I'm going to hit all five. And the last one on my card is Jalen Turner. And I like him via KO, TKO, or DQ as well. He's a small favorite, about a minus $1.45 betting favorite right now. You can get plus over $2. So again, I flipped some of those small favorites into some plus money or at least even money. And you can take $5. You hit all five with the method of victory, and you can cash that out at 400 to 1. Let's go for it, boys. Let's have some fun. But I really do like all five of those plays, and I bet them individually as well.
Love the play there. Dave, you couldn't sweat it out a little bit like they do in the Octagon by turning off the fan when joining us?
Sorry.
I'm just joking. I just want to.
I'm hot in this city, Amal. You guys didn't warn me for 110, like at noon on a normal day here in Las Vegas. This is not Chicago weather.
Sure is not, Dave. That's for sure. He's our guy, Dave Ross. Find him on the Lombardi Line tomorrow. First strike, of course, during the week. Dave, pleasure as always.
Thank you.
We got to go right now, though. We got more baseball to talk on the other side.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.